They had seen our stuff online.
Yeah, that's where I get the most from. Like, I know you from somewhere. I'm like, your dreams. That's what I usually say to people.
Or nightmares, depending on how you look at it.
That's what I typically say, but, you know.
You're listening to Outer Banks This Week with Autumn and Justin. Whoop, whoop! A place for people to hear about what's going on up and down the beach. So here they are, Autumn and Justin! Whoop, whoop!
But regardless, Autumn.
Irregardless?
No, not regardless of your ear.
My ear? What's wrong with my ear?
Well, ear, regardless. So that wouldn't that be regardless of your ear? That's what somebody used to say to me whenever I would say that, irregardless.
He just like, regardless of your ear.
This is episode number 27 of the podcast.
27.
We're 27 deep. And I was thinking about it, Autumn, and I meant to mention it last week. Mm-hmm. We've been doing it. If we count every week, we're 6 months deep. 26 weeks is like 6 months or something, right? Isn't that right? 6 times 4 is 24, but if there's some weeks, 52 weeks in a year.
Yeah.
Cut that in half, 26.
Yeah.
We do this 52 weeks out of the year. So that's what I was thinking about.
We get in there. We have like 10 more weeks and it's be 6 more months, right?
There's 52 weeks in a year.
Lord, I'm blonde. I blame it on that. Nolan has math class in kindergarten. Thanks, sweet Jesus. Mm.
Yeah.
That'll be the only math I can help him with.
But the Outer Banks This Week podcast with you and I, you being Autumn, me being Justin, all brought to you by Real Water Sports in the Village of Waves. Where they always have gnarly waves,
Gnar.
And I mean, they're probably experiencing some gnarly waves as we speak, Autumn, with the incumbent Idalia.
Oh, yeah, the waves are cleaned up so much. I mean, I know that this is being released on Thursday, but as we're recording this,
yes,
the waves were pop firing off this morning. So, I mean, there's just nice down there. I can only speak for down south because that's what I saw, but... and I also wanted to give a shout out to where she at? Where my girl at? Where my girl at?
You haven't gotten that far. You're getting way too far ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I mean, no, this is for Real Water Sports.
Oh, for real. Okay,
yeah,
real.
Dagum.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Real.
I want to give a shout out to Cam. She actually won the women's shortboard riding her Smith Shapes board, and she's a real team rider. So she won that the other day at the East Coast Surfing Competitions.
Oh, very nice. Is that in Virginia Beach?
Yeah, they had that the other day in Virginia Beach.
That's
yeah.
Okay, because I know that we've got the WRV Outer Banks Pro taking place right now as we speak.
Right.
But not while we record. It's right now. I love doing these air quotes to Autumn now because she gave me such crap, and I was getting mad about it. Now it's like I'm like, okay.
Now he just does it out of spite, like irregardless.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But hey, Real Water Sports in the Village of Waves. They got Waterman's Bar and Grill, Waterman's Retreat, the Penthouse, all the suites, all the fun stuff can be had at Real Water Sports and online at realwatersports.com.
Yeah, and on your back to school shopping, because I know that you guys are still doing it, whatnot. Like, Nolan is decked out in Real Water Sports swag. So, and it's getting to be, unfortunately, but fortunately also at the same time, because we have good winter surf and fall surf, but it's getting to be that time for wetsuits, and they have a plethora of them in Patagonia, whatever you want. Like, they have them. Ask Justin. He's tried to put one on before.
Is that what I was trying to put on?
Yes.
A Patagonia?
No, you were just trying to put on a wetsuit. I don't know if it was a Rip Curl or a Patagonia. It may have been a Patagonia one that you were trying to put on. Maybe a Rip Curl.
The thing is,
I'm not sure.
Trying, I succeeded. Billabong.
No, you didn't. But they also have, don't forget about their Board Loft, where they have 1,500 boards and
goodness
more.
Goodness gracious, yes,
so
they
many.
Do.
All different shapes and sizes. They have beater boards there. You know, soft tops, all kinds of stuff. So
holy smokes, yes. They got a ton of them.
And you can shop online and they ship anywhere in the world. So
it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, we want to thank Lee one more time for coming in, being part of episode 26, talking about...
I love Lee's mustache.
Lee?
Like, it's a solid mustache.
Dude, Lee is the freaking man.
I love how Justin was, like, talking about his mustache, and, like, he must have, like, grew it out just because he knew Lee was coming in, and now his is gone, basically.
Lee put me to shame.
Yeah, he definitely did.
He put
Lee
me to
puts
shame.
A lot of people to shame with his he mustache, does. Though. It's pretty solid. Like, it's definitely the perfect, like, tombstone thickness.
Oh, gosh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, dang. I didn't even think about it like that. Yeah, you're
it's
right.
It's perfect.
You're absolutely right.
Perfect.
Good-looking guy. He's got a girlfriend, though, so ladies,
yeah, ladies,
you must
back
refrain.
Off. Back
that's
off.
Right.
I'm down there on Tuesdays. I'll fight if I got to
See?
For him, for her. For Nina, you know what I mean.
Yeah. She's super cool. And like, that's seriously his counterpart in a female, too. Oh, yeah. She fishes just as much as he does.
That's awesome.
She's a mate on a charter boat down there, too.
That's awesome.
But yeah, Lee, we appreciate him coming up and talking drum fishing and surf fishing with us.
We need to get down there and go do it with him because I really, 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 really want to.
Well, I feel as if Lee can make that happen for us, definitely. But he is definitely one of the most knowledgeable people when it comes to that type of fishing because he can smell them. He's like the red drum Jedi.
Yeah, supposedly it's a mustache. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
it's like little feelers.
No, so it's like, you know, a shark has those sensors in its nose and can pick up the electromagnetic waves or whatever through the water.
Feelers, like extra feelers out there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's what we'll call that. Mm-hmm. Got it. Well, we definitely appreciate him coming in. This episode, and it's funny that, and I planned this like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, trying to figure out what we were going to continue to talk about. I know we're still technically in the month of August. Mm-hmm. Even though it is the last day of August.
You and them daggum air quotes. I swear to you, boy, that's the fourth time. I'm going to count how many times you do them today.
Okay.
Okay.
Last day.
Last day.
And we were talking fishing, but I started thinking, I was like, you know what? Hurricane season is, we're in it. I mean, the hurricane season started June 1st. It goes until November 30th. Did you know that? Did you know it went that long?
Yeah, I knew it went long, but I think what people forget to realize is how early it actually starts, though, too.
Yeah.
I feel like I know that it goes that long, but it's rare to have one that long. But I think that more people need to be more aware that they actually start earlier than what we think.
Well, we're coming up on the peak of hurricane season. It's somewhere around like September 11th, 12th, in that range. And I felt it was only necessary that we discuss some hurricane preparation stuff, the do's and the don'ts, and
I guess the best of what we know.
I mean, and we're gonna get more into this.
Yeah.
But you have experienced devastation firsthand.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Yeah.
No, you guess so, Autumn. Come on, you lost all your crap.
I mean, yeah, I did.
Majority of it, and I mean.
But I still had my dog and my Jeep, so I was
still
good.
That's true. But we're gonna talk a little bit more about that in a few moments. But let's do some shout outs real quick before we do that.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I have three today.
God.
I want to start. What, another ant?
Crawling on my toe.
I want to start with...
pay for that, buddy.
And this is one that you can jump in on as well. Today, the recording of this...
Sixth.
The recording is of this podcast was the first day of school.
Yeah, it was.
It's the first week of school for students here in Northeast North Carolina.
It was like Nolan's like fake first day of school. For kindergarten kids, all were like their stage first day of school.
Right. Austin, you know, started school today. And I just shout out to all the schools and
all the
teachers, the faculty members, everything like that, and just all the chaos that has ensued this week. And, you know, the first day, and again, only speaking for the first day right now, Austin went in. I kind of anticipated some nervousness, which he did have a little bit. He's like, Daddy, I'm nervous, like on the way to school.
But
as soon as we got in the door, he was like,
yeah, Nolan was like, I'm going. I'm like, okay, cool. That's the same thing Nolan did as soon as we pulled up. He's like, Mama, I'm nervous. I'm like, it's okay to feel nervous. I'm like,
yeah.
You got this, though. Like, it's going to be okay.
Well, see, and it was hard for me. Like, I walked in, and, like, there was a word search on. He has Miss Dorch at Manny Elementary School, third grade. And he had a word search on his desk, and it was a word search for, like, all the kids in the class. It was their name. You look for their name, and you scratch it off, you know. And we found his name and a couple others. And I was standing there doing it, and I was like, I mean, I looked at him. I was like, am I good to go? Should I go? And he was like, all right, yeah, bye, Dad. And I was like, I mean, no hug or nothing. Like, I hugged him. And I just kind of hugged him and kissed him on top of the head. I was like, all right, love you. I'll see you later. He was like, all right, bye. And I was like, man, my dude didn't even hug me back. Like, walking down the hall with my head down.
Yeah.
Kind of, I was like, man, my dude don't need me no more.
Oh.
You know? But, like, and that's why Carrie and I have this thing right now where I'll take him to school. Mm-hmm. She'll pick him up on the first day.
Mm-hmm.
Because her taking him to school is just...
She can't do it.
She's a mess.
Really?
Yeah, she
I don't know if I'm going to be. I guess I'll to be continued. Like, because it wasn't too hard for me, but it was only in like a half an hour type of school day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For Nolan, so.
Well, again, you know, it's tomorrow or it's going to get...
It'll be different.
It's yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. But I just wanted to shout out to all the teachers and the people and the bus drivers and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I want to give a shout out to all the bus drivers because that's, I mean, that's a job in itself, just getting down some of these back roads that they got to go down and dealing with the traffic to and from school. And I think that Alex is doing a fantastic job at running the school bus garage over there. And, you know, and the other ladies that he has helping him, like... Miss Debbie. Yeah, I always see her around too. So like all those people do such a fantastic job making sure that the buses are running, operating, clean, perfect, all that stuff, and that your kid has a route second off, and then that they make it manageable. You know what I mean? So
right.
They make it work pretty daggum well for such a big area with a lot of kids. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Brian Beavers is a piece of work now. He's one of the bus drivers.
Really?
He takes the Wanchies around a lot of time.
Okay, I don't know any of the bus drivers, like, to be honest.
He was one of my unsung heroes that we did in that episode a while back.
Okay.
Yeah, like Brian Beavers is a piece of work, and he saw me this morning and said something real like smart alecky to me. I was like, oh, we're going to start the year off like that? Is this how we're going to do this already? And he started laughing.
I just remember having some of the best times going to school on a bus, too. Like whether it was, you know, going to the football game because we were at a away game, or you know, a track game, or just on the way home or to school, fun. Just like, yeah, it was just so many memories you have riding the school bus. So when Nolan told me he wanted to ride the school bus, I was like, all right, dude, that's fine. Yeah, go for it. So we're gonna attempt to ride to school at least on the school bus.
And they got cameras on the bus, like they're fully active live video stream.
Yeah,
on the
for
bus.
Sure. They have to.
And I thought it was funny. I got to tell the story real quick. So last year, Austin was riding the bus home, and one of the principals, when I was helping traffic in the morning, I think it was Miss Dyer. I can't remember now, but she came to me and was like, so Austin knows mama jokes. I was like, what do you mean? What? She's like, he was telling your mama jokes on the bus. And I was like, what? I was like, what? She's like, oh, they were funny. They weren't bad.
Oh, gosh.
And
yeah,
I was
thank
like,
gosh.
I was like, oh, God. I was like, she's like, well, a lot of the kids were, and he just chimed in with them. I was like, oh. And she was like, but it was cute. I was like, okay, good. As long as, like, he didn't, like, you know, upset anybody. She's like, no, he was fine. But I just thought that was
It could have been a lot worse.
Oh, yeah. It could have been.
Yeah.
So, yeah, shout out to all this, because it's going to be a fun year. 2023
for sure. Let's hope it's a safe year. You know, all the kids are nervous, and hopefully all the kids listen.
Yes.
And don't give me a stroke before school, Nolan Robert. Thank you very much. Anyway,
look out.
Yeah.
I got a couple more.
All right, cool.
You want me to just keep going?
Yeah, go for it.
Sure. All right. So I want to shout out to Jomanda.
Excuse me.
Jomanda. Not Joe Mama. Jomanda.
I thought this was a joke about to happen. Okay.
No. So I met a gentleman named Joe.
Okay.
And his wife Amanda.
Oh.
When I was down at the Tiki Bar at the Rec this past week, I went down there last Friday.
Such a great place.
And sat down at the bar, had a Mai Tai and a.
Did you get a ginger?
Treasure.
Did you get a mocktail? I mean
a mule?
Yeah.
No, I did not. Jess was behind the bar. Jess and Tiffany were behind the bar, and Jess was like, "What's up?" And we were chit-chatting.
She made a good one too.
And she. I said, do I want a painkiller or a Mai Tai? And she's like, well, what are you in the mood? Blah, blah, blah. And which Gino actually paid her a compliment from Gino from Lost Colony Tavern because he would like listen to that podcast. And he was like, they know exactly how to make a perfect painkiller.
Right.
Using the right kind of British Virgin Island rum or not British Virgin Island. Yeah, that style rum or whatever.
Yeah, that's why they're so particular about their Fever Tree ginger beer, too, with their cocktails. So, yeah.
But, I sat down, and coming in and sat down next to me was Joe and Amanda. And we just started chit-chatting. They live in Buxton.
Okay.
And they were talking about, like, the podcast and stuff. And I think they had seen our stuff online.
Yeah, that's where I get the most from. Like, I know you from somewhere. I'm like, your dreams. That's what I usually say to people.
Or nightmares, depending on how you look at it.
That's what I typically say, but you know. But then they're like, "Oh no, it's a." I was like, "Yeah, the podcast advertising."
Yeah, that's where they actually said they were going to start tuning in. So I wanted to shout out to them. It was cool to
see
them chit chat with them.
No, that's not like a real name. It's just Joe.
Yeah. Well, and I think
Amanda.
That's what it says. I think they said that's on their license plate.
That makes sense.
Jomanda.
Yeah, I would have that too.
So it was really neat. So I just wanted to say hey to them. And today. There you go, another air quote for you.
Oh, here we go.
August 31st. Is Brother Dirt's 40th birthday.
Oh, he's 40.
40 years old.
Oh, dang, Dirt, you old, bud.
He is old as dirt. But you know, celebrating with him is I wanted to, but it just didn't happen the way I wanted it to. I guess if that makes sense. Like, I could not get to where he was at the time he was there.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Right.
So, you know, I want to say happy birthday to Brother Dirt, 40 years old. Y'all know him from Lost Colony Brewery Tasting Room over there on the Manio Nags Egg Causeway.
Mm-hmm.
He lost his voice last week.
There's a lot of people have been getting sick recently. There's some weird thing going around. He had COVID, 469 strands, 633,222 IV2.
There it is. She
write it down.
But he, see, one of the things, I mean, when that bar is full, I mean, it's a little bit of a room. It's no, really not much bigger than this room that we're in right now.
But the patio.
Yeah, he has to talk over everybody. And everybody, it doesn't matter who it is, whoever comes through the door, he's like, oh, like that. And he's just as loud as you, and the whole bar does it.
He probably should drink tea and honey.
Yeah, no, he drinks beer and whiskey.
Well, then maybe he can have, like, what are they called? A hot toddy. Because he needs some lemon and some ginger.
Anytime I go south, I'll stop by Waves Market and Deli and grab him a sandwich. Yeah, of course. I'll grab him a sandwich and I'll take it to him. So he, I just want to shout out to him.
Happy
for his 40th birthday,
Dirt.
That's really all I'm working with by way of shout. Oh, gosh. No, I'll shout out to him in just a second. All right.
Cool.
That's all I'm working with right now by way of shout outs.
Yeah.
So, does Autumn have a shout out of any sort?
Yeah, I'll give a funny shout out that I don't know why this is on my brain. I want to give a shout out to Coca-Cola.
Okay, Coca-Cola.
First off, I work with Mike down at the Food Lion in Avon. That's one of my routes I got to stop at, right? And he's super, super cool. And he has a family, daughters, and we talk about our kids, and he's the same age as me. And but he always tells me whenever people are, like, checking me out, like he's like my older brother type of thing at work. But Coca-Cola, I'm just going to throw this out there.
Mm-hmm.
They must have a requirement when they hire the big, like, semi-truck drivers because they're all, like, blonde hair, blue-eyed tattoos.
Blonde-haired, blue-eyed tattoos, Autumn says.
At least the ones that work down south, ladies, are definitely blonde hair, blue eyes, and tattoos. So if you're into that kind of thing, they kind of deliver on Monday and Tuesdays down there, and you can just, you know, walk around and stumble into them if you want to.
Sounds
I'll
to
point
me like,
you in the right direction.
Well, it sounds to me like Autumn has taken a liking to them because she seems to
Boy,
know.
Boy, I'm in there sweaty as can be. Those boys have no desire to look at me whatsoever. I just have noticed them. Yes.
Yeah, sweaty,
I mean,
sweaty looks kind of hot sometimes. It's you. I forgot. Never mind. I forgot. It's Autumn.
Thanks,
we're talking
Justin.
About her. No,
yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm
so
totally kidding.
Thanks to Coca-Cola for hiring a... You know,
Autumn's
something
type?
To look at. No.
Oh.
Do I? Have you ever seen me date a blonde hair boy?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Damn, you got me.
You're right.
I'm sorry. Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's just weird. Whenever I see blonde hair boys, I'm like, my brother's like weird.
We digress.
Yes. So that's about all my shout outs. That's the only one that comes to my mind right now. I don't know.
Well, if you have another one come up, we'll touch on it maybe
a little
bit later. But we're going to jump into our topic here in just a few moments. Again, hurricane, storm prep, and other related information. But I do want to shout out to Juan Cheese Off-Road.
Okay.
Ryan Walker,
new
daddy.
Yeah, I know. I saw him at the Juan Cheese Tiki Hut.
Okay.
And this is the first thing I saw. I walked up to him and was like, Stu, congratulations. I was like, did you get to go see him and hold him and love on him?
Yeah.
And so, yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah,
Ryan.
So I want to congratulate him on a new baby boy. But over at Juan Cheese Off-Road, they specialize in off-road and diesel performance. Right there located in Killdevil Hills. From general upkeep to major modifications like performance suspension, lift kits, and basic vehicle maintenance, they got you covered right there. You can check them out on Facebook, Instagram, or you can call Ryan 252-715-0025. I have some modifications I'm thinking about making to my vehicle.
No, you ain't.
Yeah, I'm modifying new tires.
I was like, yeah, you need to modify a whole bunch.
Yeah, you ain't lying. Trust me. But the thing is like, you can't put a price on a paid off vehicle.
Oh, trust me. I mean, I know. Like, I have, you know, my Jeep that I'm going to get to Ryan. Ow, daggum. My Jeep I'm going to get to Ryan. My Honda has a daggum bumper and dent in it that I just need to get fixed, and I haven't had the time to get fixed. I mean, I get it. No car payment is fantastic. And some people that drop like $700 to $900 in a car payment, bless y'all.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. So I got four new tires.
You run it till it goes, bud.
That's right.
And just save back for it to at least have a good chunk to put down whenever it does happen. I'll drop that payment down a lot.
I'm knocking on 230,000 miles door right now.
The Honda has about 210.
Does it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What year is that thing?
You got to remember, I drove to Bellhaven to the radio station all the time, too.
No, you're right.
So it's like a, it's old. I don't know.
Anyway, irregardless. Wanchi's off-road. Love them. Congratulations,
Ryan.
Oh, gosh, Autumn. So we are coming up on the peak of hurricane season right here at the first part of September.
Typically for our area, for the whole East Coast-ish,
The 11th, 12th is like the peak, considered to be the peak.
Yeah.
So I felt like it was only necessary that we talk about some storm related things that we can do to get prepared for a hurricane. If we know that one's on its way, what we can't, like the do's and don'ts while the hurricane is, you know, right on top of us. And I mean, some things to think about even after the storm is gone. I felt like these are things that we need to talk about. And you have a story that, I guess I could say I kind of sort of, I wasn't like there when everything was going on, but like we were working together at the radio station while you were in the midst of the mess you were having to clean up.
Yeah. I mean, cause being in the radio station and being in the media in general, we've always had to, be here, go out to go do that type of stuff. Not that we were trying to be like, you know, Jim Cantore or anything like that. Like we're not.
No,
we're just trying to give you guys local, just at least stay on. You know what I mean? But yeah, it was Hurricane Matthew.
Yes.
That wasn't supposed to come do anything to us. Was supposed to just gonna kind of go, and it was more of like a storm that stayed here and just rained on us and rained and rained and rained and rained and rained.
It was a big rainmaker.
It wouldn't freaking stop raining.
You're right.
Where my place was and back in Northridge and Nag's Head, I still love that place and would buy it still to this day. But the entire downstairs was on a bowl.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was a bowl.
Yeah, I mean, the way the house was designed, it was a poorly designed how it was underneath. But I love that place. You know what I mean? And it's never flooded there before. And then that storm started coming and it was raining and my friend Sarah was spending the night and we had the dogs there and everything like that. And water started coming up by my door and I had sandbags, you know, I had some things, typical stuff that you would prepare for. And then that water, it was like my walls, like someone just poked pinholes in it and it came from every room in my downstairs little apartment that I had. I had a one bedroom. It was concrete floor, cement floor, stuff like that. No carpet, anything like that. But it was, and it happened. I had about 2 feet, maybe 3 feet of water within my entire downstairs within an hour.
That's true. I do remember you talking about how fast that water came in. And I was describing to our big boss man, Phil, earlier about this situation. Mm-hmm. I was talking to him a little bit about the podcast and everything and what we were going to be discussing. And I was telling him a little bit about your story. And I was looking at the room that we're in. I think these are 15-foot ceilings.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, that's about the slope. I said, if you were to walk from like her door up to the level of where the vehicles were parked or like where the road started, the driveway sloped at least that much.
Right.
Down to her. I was like,
probably shouldn't have had an apartment down there kind of style thing.
No.
But the way it leveled out in the back, it kind of made sense. And it drained all back there because it's just the way it.
Right.
It didn't come back up on the other side.
No, it didn't.
It was
strange the way it was kind of shaped. But at the same time, like, I was kind of trying to describe to him how it was.
Uh-huh.
Just, I was like, dude, think about it. Like the driveway just gradually sloping down.
It ran like a slip and slide.
That's what it was. Right into your apartment.
Yeah.
But you suffered. I mean, you lost everything.
Yeah.
There was not a whole lot that you could salvage there.
I mean, I think that I got to salvage my table, which Sarah and Logan took with them to Nebraska. It's going to be like forever, like that little memory.
Right.
Because I was with Sarah and stuff like that. I got broken up with that night too by that blonde hair boy.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but I did think about that.
Yeah. Like
you walked in the middle of it, right?
Right. Yeah. And I'm just like, Sarah will still tell you to this day, she'll never forget my face because I just looked at him and was like, cool. And just walked away. So it was crazy how fast it all happened.
Right.
And there's no, I could sit here and tell you to prepare, but you just really, really got to know your area in which you live in and how that plays a role. Cause each area on the Outer Banks is completely different. So, you know, my street, I've asked my landlord straight up, was like Bobby and I was like, you know, does it flood? And they're like, no, most people park their car, you know, where we are, you know? So
yeah,
I was like, okay, cool.
You're pretty centrally located right there.
Yeah. But that's important if you rent a house around here to know how many times it has been flooded, if it's been flooded, you know, that's kind of how you base it off of how to prepare for it. But then again,
flood maps help.
Flood maps are great. I think that, yeah, but I also think that people build things illegally, which also plays a role and an effect in your neighbor. And then therefore the neighbor, it just trickles down sometimes.
True. I see what you're saying. So I guess, Autumn, let me just, it's safe to say that this, you know, kind of advice for people that may have just moved here or that aren't sure about some of this, to expect the unexpected.
Kind of, sort of.
Well, because think about it. I mean, it's like you were saying with Hurricane Matthew, for example. This is what, 2017, 2018?
2016.
I don't remember now.
No, it was 2017.
It was October.
Yeah, October
8th. Before my birthday.
October 8th, 2016.
Because they kept saying it was going to run up by, they said, all right, it's going to run up to,
it's going to go inland.
Well, no, what the forecast I remember was it was going to run up to like Wilmington and then shoot out to sea. Kept saying it was going to run up and then shoot out to sea.
Right.
And it never did. It ran right up to us.
It hung out for like 24 hours. It just rained.
So
because like momentum got flooded, places in Nags Head, all in Nags Head got flooded.
Beach Road.
That just wasn't typically flooded.
Well, so just expect the unexpected. So, like, again, you know, even if you don't think it's going to be something that could be catastrophic, you need to take those measures and precautionary. Like, I'm thinking about Hurricane Michael that went into the Gulf Coast, and then it came up to us. You remember it flooded? It was the end of October.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the end of October? Middle of October. I want to say it was like October 20th, somewhere in there. It was around Ace's birthday because you and I were still working at the radio station. This was in 2018. Remember, we went out riding around and we're looking at downtown Manio and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so our big, big boss man, Phil, and his wife, Hannah lost her car in that flood.
I gotcha.
You know? So, like, they didn't, and Phil had told me, he's like, I didn't expect it to be anything like that. And then I remember stepping out my front door, and he was living not where he's living now, but in a different place. And he's like, I stepped right into water, and I just started using profanity.
Yeah, it's one of those things that hurricanes are so unpredictable, but we are fortunate enough to, they're not tornadoes, so they don't pop up.
No, yeah.
You have days to prepare. And I mean, the people that don't or like to brush it off, let them be that brush off. If you feel like you need to go get extra water or whatever you want to make yourself comfortable, do so.
Well,
because you just really got to know your area. And sometimes it affects us. Like, cause I remember Irene, it was the craziest thing seeing the entire sound just emptied, like dead fish everywhere. And then how fast it came back in out of freaking nowhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, it came,
that was wild.
It was just, each storm is different and every hurricane has its story here on the Outer Banks of how it's affected people in North Carolina in general. Cause think about inland areas like Belhaven, they get flooded.
Oh yeah.
People forget about downtown Belhaven
and
it gets slam flooded. Wind blows wrong there and it's flooded.
County.
Yeah. So you have to be prepared the best you know how to for yourself, your family, and like your home.
Well, let's talk about some of that preparedness.
Right.
I'm going to read off some things to you and you throw your two cents at them. Okay?
All right.
Let's start with water. You said something about water. So they're saying about a gallon of water per person per day from 3 to 7 days. Now this is,
sure, whatever,
you know, after, like during the storm, you lose power, this type of thing. This is what, these are things that people are saying you need to have in order to stay alive, I guess. That's the right way to put it. Like non-perishable food items, like canned food supply, again, 3 to 7 days
SpaghettiOs
worth.
SpaghettiOs are great cold.
Yes. Oh, dude, I eat. If you look in my drawer out there, I've got cans of the mini raviolis.
Yeah, that's what I lived
dude,
off
I'll
of.
Eat them. I'll just open it up and eat it like
I
that.
I sat outside of my flooded apartment on my wet couch and sat there and just ate SpaghettiOs while I watched the chief of police, which was Kevin Brinkley at the time, walk down in my flooded home to go check to see if my power was on. I'm about to watch the chief of police while I'm sitting here eating SpaghettiOs die.
Get electrocuted, fried.
God bless him for doing that. I know. Thanks, Naxhead.
So, like, they're saying, like, a battery-powered or hand-crank radio and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA.
We kind of have our phones now. Just make sure you have backup. Like, those, the battery packs to charge your phone separately are fantastic.
Well, that's next on the list, cell phone with charger.
Yeah, I mean, they have those battery. I have, like, four of them now. Just, I have them all charged, and they run, and you could charge whatever.
Yeah.
Days,
I got. So. I think I got one. Carrie has one.
They're important to have.
Absolutely. Yeah. First aid kit.
Yeah.
Flashlight, extra batteries,
right.
Like a manual can opener for food, wrench or pliers for turning off your water.
Yeah.
You think about that one. Blankets, any of your prescription medication, clothing, changes of clothing, stuff like that.
Right.
Toothbrush, toothpaste, your personal hygiene items.
Right.
All that goodies. Yeah, all that good stuff. Fire extinguisher, cash, things to keep you entertained, books, games, stuff like that. I actually added a couple things to this list. One of them, as far as preparation is concerned, fuel up your vehicles.
Yeah.
Your vehicle or vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it wouldn't hurt to maybe fill up a couple, if you have any gas cans, fill up those.
Yeah.
You never know.
That's what I always did, too. Yeah, that was one of my go-tos, like, just gas.
Also, if you are close to water, even if you're not, and again, it depends on flood zone. See, that's where, like, where I live, if it floods where I'm at, everybody's underwater in Wanchese.
Yeah.
Because I live next to a cemetery. It's high property.
Up, yep.
So, but it also would not hurt to lift things up off of the ground.
Yeah.
Get things off the ground.
Yeah.
But also tying down, securing deck furniture and things outdoors. There's nothing you can do about the trees. If you got trees around your house, you just pray that the Lord see it fit to not let those trees come on your house. I have had a tree hit my house from Isaias, Tropical Storm Isaias.
Yeah, I've
heard
that.
Came through in like mid-August of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And it luckily did not go through my house.
Yeah.
Scared. Carrie was pregnant with Murray. Austin was in the bed with her. And I was on the couch. And
scared
I remember
the hell out of y'all, I'm sure.
It was early in the morning. I heard it hit the house. Austin slept through it.
Of course
Carrie
it did.
Carrie got up out of the bed. I sent her and Austin over to my mom and dad's after that. And I went outside. I was like, holy smokes. But then there's nothing you can do to prepare for that.
No.
You just got to pray that the Lord see it fit to not lay that tree on your house.
Yeah.
So other than that, like that's like preparing for like a storm type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you could think of that you would do to prepare for a storm?
I mean, I always make sure my gas grill's filled up, like my propane. Like I make sure I have an extra one. I don't because I like to cook
that's
outside.
That's a good
in
one.
In general, so I have to sneeze. It's coming.
Oh Lord.
There it is. Yeah. So.
Oh, you have a cute little sneeze on. Oh, listen to that. Listen to that squeak. You sneeze into the microphone.
I can't. Yeah, I always make sure I have propane. I have extra baby wipes because sometimes it's just easier.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Because I have a kid though too.
Yeah. When you have children, it changes some things.
Yeah. So you think about random stuff like that too. But I mean, I'm a huge fan of just making sure that like you got your batteries and your light. Flashlights out and everything just charged up. You know what you got to do.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, there's one thing that some people don't think about. Now, if you don't, most of us nowadays have county water, city water.
Yeah.
There's still those that operate on a well.
I wish I did some.
One thing that they say to do is fill up your bathtub.
Yeah, I've always done that too.
In case you've got to flush your commode.
I actually go buy those Culligan water jugs.
Okay.
Because you can get a couple of those a lot. And they're good, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what I typically go do is grab a couple of those and just have them in the house.
Have them ready.
And water's important.
So, amen. You got to have the water.
And SpaghettiOs.
And the SpaghettiOs.
And don't forget your alcohol.
Oh. Can't forget that. I mean, yeah, rubbing alcohol in case you get a cut on your leg.
Your first aid kit or vodka will definitely also help clean a cut as well.
Okay.
Justin.
Good, good.
But yeah, typically I know how much now being in the industry, how much people drink. So don't forget about your alcohol.
Okay. Okay.
That's a good preparedness thing. Preparedness. To
have. Well, so Autumn, here's something I found online. This is BobVila.com.
Of course.
Okay. 11 things you should never do during a hurricane.
Oh, please tell
us. Let's start with number one. Don't walk outside to feel the wind. Everybody and their freaking mother does that, to walk outside to feel the wind. And we'll take it a step further. If we're in Maniwachis, whatever, we'll drive over to Jeanette's Pier to look at the ocean.
Yeah.
In the middle of the hurricane.
Yeah, typically.
So don't walk outside to feel the wind. Don't use a laptop, microwave, or other electronics. They're saying that because of surges, power surges, if the power flickers on and off.
Just have surge protectors.
No, that'll work. Don't watch the storm through a window, Autumn. Yeah, we all do that too. Don't shower during the storm. Don't shelter near an exterior wall. Don't run outside before getting the all clear signal. Now, who's going to come by and give you the all clear signal?
Doug Downey. He should drive around on a fire truck everywhere after those hurricanes over and be like, all clear, clear.
We'll send that proposal up through our judicial system and see if that gets accepted or denied. But the thing is, here's the thing, though. We say that kind of like semi-jokingly, but I could see him doing it. I could see Doug Downey doing that.
But no, we don't.
Don't doubt him.
I mean, I haven't lived here my whole life, but I've lived here half of my life. I'm 35. I've moved here since 2006. I was 18 when I moved here. So I know I've dealt with storms. Down south, I've seen it. I've had friends that lost things. Like, everyone knows their area, and like, what we're just lucky that we know that it's coming. That's the best thing about this mother nature of a beast.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
30 years ago today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a den. That's nine.
August 31st. Uh-huh. Hurricane Emily made landfall.
Yeah.
In Hatteras.
Yeah. And I've unfortunately, our area has been very, we haven't had a category 3 come hit this place, because God knows what it would. We don't
that
know.
That was a Cat 3, actually.
Like, direct hit?
Yeah. Hatteras.
Hatteras.
Yeah. Flooded Buxton Village Books.
Well, what's that like last one that just came in and tore Ocracoke up in like matter of an hour or two? It was like Hurricane
Dorian.
Matthew. Yeah, like that was crazy. Like you just can't, you can't predict what's gonna happen, or if they make a slight turn or anything like that. But all you can do is just be prepared.
Well,
if you have babies, you know, and you live in Ocracoke, maybe you should leave. Not saying this storm or any, like, you know, not our future storms, but you know what to do. So it's just little things like that. Like,
well,
yeah, we have brains, use them.
They also say don't make calls on a cell phone.
Okay.
During a storm, during a hurricane, because
they have a sweet walkie-talkie app that I typically download, and we have downloaded before.
Yes.
And now Apple has, if you have an iPhone, you know, my watch, we can walkie-talkie each other.
Right.
Those are sweet to have during a storm.
So here's another one, Autumn. You were talking about making sure you have enough propane for your grill. Mm-hmm. Don't fire it up inside.
Yeah. Again, we should use our brains.
Don't start looking for a flashlight in the middle of everything. Don't go to the gas station. And don't ignore warnings and evacuation orders. And they're also saying do not ride out the storm.
Yeah, and I'm going to be straight up honest. Like, we live in a tourist vacation area, right? So anyone that comes here on the Outer Banks on vacation, or if you're here listening to this and you're on vacation right now and for some reason you're told to evacuate, the best thing for you to do is to do so. Like, I know you want to ride it out, and it's cool to have a hurricane party, because trust me, they are fun. Like, we've done it. We love it. We have fun with our friends, but we're also safe. We also live here. We also, like, we live here.
Right.
Like, we live here. We don't. True. We're just not partying for the week, and you just get in the way.
Right.
Like, we love
you. Say it like that, but it's true.
Yeah, like, I love y'all. Like, I love you guys coming here, making all these businesses, like, survive and stuff. But, like, when it happens and there's something serious about to go down, like, don't try and sneak around. Like, don't try and bounce to house. Like, your real estate people are going to, like, Tiffany's going to come kick you out and tell you you got to go. Like, it's just what you got to do. And it's easier if you just, you know, do it.
Well, it's funny you bring up the vacationer rental property side of things, Autumn, because I spoke earlier today with a property management expert who will remain nameless.
Okay.
So when I was talking to her, my wife said that I was asking her, there's travel insurance that is strongly suggested not to just cover storms.
Right.
But also to cover, like, if you get sick, somebody in your party, your family gets sick, it covers that too. But you've got to keep in mind that this travel insurance is only good if you have it prior to the storm being named.
Yeah, and I'm going to highly suggest you guys, if you ever book a place here on the Outer Banks in September or October, that you just buy the daggum stuff. Because that's exactly what my friends in Pennsylvania do. So they come down here in September.
Right, right.
And they have learned after one time to buy the storm insurance. So that's what they do.
Travel insurance.
They're whatever it is, you know.
I kept calling it storm insurance on the phone with Carrie, and she was like, travel insurance. I'm like, whatever, you know what I mean? She goes, but it's not just storm.
Travel
insurance.
It covers
insurance. Other things.
It's important, and I have learned that through friends that have been down here and have had to evacuate because of a storm and lost money. You know
so,
what
like,
I mean?
So, with this storm currently, Idalia, if you were to have bought, see, this Idalia was named on Sunday, I believe. If you bought travel insurance on Sunday after it was named, it does not cover. It
doesn't help, yeah.
It does not help you.
Yeah.
Okay, you have to have bought this so when you have planned your vacation back in the wintertime for this time of the year at your $500,000 house that you're staying at.
Right.
That's when you want to get it.
Yeah, I don't think it's that much extra, to be honest with you. And I really think that it'd be worth your while, especially something at the end of August, second weekend to October if you're coming here.
Yeah.
Just smart move.
Yeah, I mean, I would even go a little further than that all the way through the end of October. But
yeah, I mean, because hell.
We had Superstorm Sandy roll
by. Our water stays warm, yeah.
Do you remember Superstorm Sandy?
I do.
When it shut down the road, Highway 12 from Oregon Inlet all the way to Road
crazy.
Amping?
Never seen it like that.
I was working for the state at that point of the time. And
I think
because
you
road,
called the radio station and kept me informed.
I tried
too.
To, yeah. Yeah, that's when I thought Autumn was super cool.
I am super cool.
But no, so again, that was something I'm glad you brought up the vacationer thing like that, because again, I was talking to my wife about it earlier and she was like, I can't stress enough for people to buy that insurance.
Yeah, buy
that
it.
Travel insurance.
Just stay
it's
protected
worth it.
On that way and just go when you're supposed to go. Just go.
Absolutely. Now, Autumn, the storm has come. The storm has passed. Mm-hmm. There's debris. There's
everywhere.
Things going on. Here's a little PSA I want to throw out there, and you might be able to weigh in on this. You may see signs, like if you own a home here or whatnot, and you're not sure what's going on, blah, blah, blah. A lot of times whoever's managing your property for you will keep you informed. But there are those that have like Airbnbs and things of that nature. That being said, you may see those little signs in the ground that say, storm cleanup, house a wreck, whatever, call this number. And you call that number. And the person on the other end is like, well, if you'll give me $500 right now, I'll be at your house tomorrow and I will do this, that, and the other. And then they never show up. There's going to be a ton of scam artists out there trying to make a buck off of you because you're just trying
typically
to get
your... Typically the elderly.
That's true. But at the same time, those people, they see like people that own the homes or whatever. Some of them already have a good idea of what goes on, but then there's others that may not necessarily know about the fact that there are people that are just, these owners want to get their house back open, back in rental shape, so that way they can start making money again. They're trying to get it as fast as they can. So they see that sign, they call that person, and then they get scammed.
Well, I have read stories and heard stories about roofers coming here and scamming people. from out of town. And typically, that's why I said before, whenever we had Gallup Roofing and have Gallup Roofing.
Yes. Like, I was going to say, Gallup Roofing's good to call.
Yeah, man. Like, if you, yeah. And if they're too busy, too swamped or something like that, when it comes to roofing, that type of stuff, they'll tell you who locally else to call. Because there is a lot of unfortunate, you hear about it everywhere. Down in Florida, Louisiana, I mean, like, places that get hit hard with hurricanes. You have these out-of-towners that just come and think they can make a buck. But then you also have people from out of town who do good,
right,
too.
That's true. I'm not going to say that it all happens like
right.
that.
Right. But just, yeah, just don't use your brain, man.
If they ask for money
Yeah, don't do it. That doesn't even sound smart. Like, you're smarter than that.
Yeah, don't give them the money up front. You know, they're like, if you give me $500 and then they say, well, I'll be back in an hour because I got to go down the road and do this.
Yeah.
They're going down the road to scam somebody else.
Yeah, can't do
and get their
that.
Money, and then they're leaving.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, not cool on their part that they have to live with that. But,
absolutely
like, just,
not.
Just don't do that.
Trust the local perspective. So I would suggest in a world where that happens, if you do have a home here and you're not sure of who to talk to, if you're a real estate company or if you're managing it yourself, I would call Gallup Roofing if you had some roof damage.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I would call them and say, hey, Rex, hey, Zeke, whatever.
Yeah.
What can I do? Are you busy? Can you do this?
Yeah.
If you are busy or you swamped or whatever,
they're going to recommend someone else for you guys.
I will get the local perspective on it.
Yeah, try and stay local as much as possible if you can. I know that, like, sometimes you need things done, like, now.
Right.
Because you have a hole in your roof or you have water 2 feet in your house.
Yes.
You need it pumped out. Like, it's been a week. You know what I mean?
So. I would consider consulting with someone local before I would read something off a sign on the ground.
Yeah,
I would
just go be through, smarter. You guys know this.
Go get the phone book and go through the yellow pages. Do they still have a phone book out
I
there?
I don't know, dude.
No, I know. No, I was just trying to be funny. It didn't work.
Just get on Facebook, one of those. I can't say what I call them, but I call them and complaint pages.
Oh, the OBX complaints. And,
yeah. Just get on there and talk to someone. Someone will tell you locally where you can go.
Well, maybe. I mean, I would still consider maybe Googling, like, something.
Don't Google all the time. Yeah, Google's great. SEO, if they have it on point. Yeah.
Well, good. What is that other one? There's some of those contractor sites. I cannot think of in life of
like
them.
Like Angie's List.
Yeah,
and
Angie's
stuff.
List, stuff like that.
Don't
I mean,
do
but,
that.
No? Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stay local.
Yeah, but it'll tell you about local places.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Or do
weird
they have
though.
Like? Do they have ads? See, I've never used it before.
Yeah, I have for setting up a place set. It's a little weird.
Is it?
It's okay.
Okay. Yeah. Hey. Again, it's
there
has
some
from
good
experience.
People on there, but yeah, you have to be careful.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good to know. That's kind of all I was wanted to hit on with storm stuff, Autumn.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, it's like Autumn said, you can never be too prepared. You need to expect the unexpected. And again, We say use common sense, but at the same time, like, my common sense and your common sense might be a little different.
Well, I didn't get that because it takes all kinds of cons in this world.
So that's why, like, I've tried to spell everything out as best I can.
Yeah, but, like, still, people are not – they're going to do their own thing. And so, like, y'all do your own thing. Just you know how it works if you live here and you're listening. And if you don't live here, just get out of our way. And I mean that – kindly, like,
of course,
with my heart, like, I love you guys,
let us do our thing,
but
you can come back.
You know, you got to go home at some point, so you just got to get out of our way now. So
and you can always come back.
It's just more power, like, we can lose it surging things out, that kind of crap, man. And I really like a hot shower. Like, I really like it sometimes. I can deal with cold showers, and I will, and I have. But if it's because, like, 30 extra thousand people decided to stay on the beach and run their power because they have 15 lights on in their 30 mansion home,
their 30 bedroom home
thingy. And yeah, that's when I get upset. It's a
I
little bad.
Well, yeah, like Autumn said, just kind of clear out. And then when you come back, it'll be like Creed. We will welcome you with arms wide open.
For sure. But all storms are different. So I wish we could sit here and say that they're all the same, but each one has its own story and how it affects everything differently. So we'll
see. True. Well, Autumn, we're going to check in with our boy and Matt EP in just a few moments. Uh-huh. I think he's got a little message for you.
Okay.
But before we do so, I want to talk a little bit about Saltbox Cafe.
Oh, my gosh.
Right there in the heart of Collington Island.
That.
Yeah, it's a charming little cottage-style restaurant. Owners Randolph and Amanda Sprinkle, they want to prepare an array of tasty eats featuring local seafood, fresh meats, and produce. They're open every day except Tuesdays, and they're only open on Sundays for their Sunday brunch.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind. I actually, a friend of mine who was talking about, we were talking about class reunion things. My class reunion's coming up in October, and we were talking about like a Sunday something to do after the reunion that next morning. And she's like, maybe we could go to Saltbox Cafe for Sunday brunch. And she was like, well, we'll see. It's a small inside.
It is, but they have an outdoor area.
That's
as
true.
Well.
They do have that. So reservations are required for the inside and everything like that. So they got nightly music takeout, catering. They got a nice beer and wine selection there. For reservations, you can call them 252-255-5594, 255-5594, and you can visit them online, thesaltboxcafe.com. Their menu it changes periodically, so keep that in mind. But I have heard amazing things about their shrimp and grits.
Yes.
Something that I want to try.
Yeah, they have, now some of their things stay the same too, like their BLT during lunch and stuff like that.
Right,
as
okay.
Well. But like that, I mean, they have,
yeah, they have their constants,
so
but they also have like a revolving menu of things.
Yeah, and that's what makes a great restaurant. Yeah, I mean, absolutely, because they're trying to keep it, you know, fresh as they possibly can. And then they, in the off season, they do have these great wine dinner pairing type of things. So if you're into wine, or if you're not and you just want to go and have some really good food, that's definitely the place to check out. I love them so much. It's such a cool little place.
Yeah, and I want to try to set some reservations up for Carrie and I to go.
Yeah,
sometime.
You need to. Because have you ever ate there? You haven't been there.
I have eaten there before it was Saltbox.
Okay.
When it was like Collington Roadside or whatnot. I can't remember the name of it before Saltbox, before Amanda and Randolph took over.
Yeah, Collington Cafe is there still too, and it's good. But like Saltbox, man, you have two fantastic places. And the Blue Crab, okay? Let's be honest.
And the Blue Crab.
And Collington to hit up. And that's just, Saltbox is so good.
The Saltbox Cafe. The, make sure you put the V in there. TheSaltboxCafe.com.
Does Carrie work Sundays?
In the near future, she will not.
Oh, girl, we gotta have some Sunday brunches.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Who is?
Me and Carrie.
You and who?
Me and Carrie. I didn't stutter.
We need to. That's something that's gonna have to be put in a suggestion box. Okay?
I will put it in her suggestion box, and she's
I
go.
I said suggestion box. While Autumn's over there trying to figure out what message she's going to put in my wife's suggestion box.
She going to brunch.
Yeah.
See ya at 2 o'clock. Bye.
Irregardless.
That's the message I'll leave you.
Irregardless of all
what?
Of that,
what?
Autumn, we got to check in with my boy and yours, Matty P.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of OBX After Dark with your boy, Matty P. Brought to you by Outer Banks this week with Autumn and Justin. Now, guys, I told you, birthday celebration episode, just turned 28, it's the best year so far, it's been awesome, but this is what happened on Matty P's birthday. Now, I heard Autumn talking a little crap last week, talking about giving me a birthday cake shot or whatever, the pineapple upside down, frou-frou crap. Look, Autumn, I took you up on that challenge and I drank myself a bottle of Don Julio 1942 before we even left the house. Listen, as soon as we left the house, we hit one of my spots, longboards. They were doing karaoke. I got up there. I rapped Juicy by Biggie Smalls. The place went nuts. I was wearing a purple jumpsuit. You couldn't miss me. I looked like Grimace from McDonald's. It was his birthday. Had a birthday shake for Grimace. But look, you get to longboards. The place is pretty packed and there's people everywhere. And one person found out it was my birthday. Next thing you know, shots were coming down the bar like it was ants marching into battle. I had about 20 shots. At least it felt like 20. It might have been like 11 or 12, but from what I remember, which isn't really much after I left longboards, somehow I ended up at the Jolly Roger, and DJ Styles mug night. It was Thursday night. DJ Styles was there. I walked in. Place was pumping. The booties were jumping. You already know what it is. The BPL was off the charts there at longboards, or at Jolly Rogers for mug night. And I walked in the door, and he goes, "Happy birthday, Matty P." boom, shoots off a confetti cannon. Gold confetti went everywhere. The place went crazy. It was awesome. We sit down at the bar. Bartender pours me some drinks. Look, long story short, I don't really remember much. I remember that much. I don't remember everything. But it was a great time. We had a great celebration for the birthday boy. And yeah, the BPL for the night, I would say, I'm going to give it a 4.2 BPL, solid. But anyway, that was a birthday edition of OBX After Dark with your boy, Matty P. Holla!
So a bottle of Don Julio is $170. So Matty P, you telling me you drank a bottle of tequila that $170 before you decided to go out and then you drank like 40 more shots? How are you walking?
Oh, Matty P.
And did you really look like a grimace? Because I would have died laughing so hard just seeing that. You probably looked pimp. Like, I'm not doubting that
Matty
by
P
any
is
means.
A pimp now.
But like, then it made me think of the Grimace Shake, and then I have complaints about that as well, because you can't find the damn Grimace Shake anywhere up and down this beach, but yet McDonald's promotes the hell out of it, but I can't find it. All my 5-year-old child wants is a Grimace Shake. I've looked up the recipe. We've made them at home, but they don't have the Grimace Shake at McDonald's. So then I get like Matty P. What, I mean, I want the Grimace milkshake because you look like Grimace, but yet you're drinking Don Julio, which kind of makes me want to throw up in my mouth thinking about it all a little bit.
Are you done? Like,
no.
You have gone off about us ever since she heard Matty P say something about Grimace. She has been hung up on this whole Grimace milkshake
damn
thing.
Damn straight.
And that's
false
okay.
advertisement on McDonald's part.
Nah, now you can't say that.
How?
Autumn, because it, maybe locally they don't. It's like where like prices and participation may vary.
Well, then they should take it off the menu locally. If whenever I go to order,
oh, is it
order.
On the menu locally?
Yes.
Well, then that's something you need to take up with the branch
McDonald's
manager.
Corporate. I am right now. Excuse me.
There you go. Look. All right. Well, you know what? Look. Suggestion.
My 5-year-old just wants a Grimace shake. Okay. Someone make that happen. Quit rolling your eyes at me.
I didn't roll my eyes. I just looked
you
up at the sky.
You are rolling. your damn eyes at me.
Find this woman a Grimace milkshake.
Not
please.
Me, for my 5-year-old. I could care less, but daggum.
Whatever. Matty P, I do want to say that Matty P had a great time for his birthday.
Yeah, happy belated birthday.
Seems as if he enjoyed himself thoroughly, yeah. But we do want to say that make sure that when you do these things, you do them responsibly. He
yeah,
did not drive. He did not get behind the wheel of a vehicle.
No.
He had a ride everywhere he went. So
yeah.
We want to say that. Make
I'm
sure
he had a good friend that when he got home to placed him on his side and was like, make sure he was all good to go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the key of going out and having a good time. Mm. A, have a buddy. Don't ever leave each other.
Matty P knows everybody.
Yeah. B, have a way home. Period.
Yeah. So.
C, don't ever leave your credit card and tip your bartenders. Thank you very much.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, like I said, Matty P enjoyed himself thoroughly. And we
good.
Got one more shot with Matty P. His last is last one of 2023, his last OBX After
Closing
Dark coming up.
Time.
Yes, basically.
Semisonic.
That's what it's called?
Yeah,
semisonic. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought there was like
I
thought
yeah,
it was
me
two
too.
Words.
I felt there was something else, but there's not. We were just slowing it down.
So, Autumn, talking about this at the time this podcast is recorded.
10th, air quote.
Yeah, well, the WRV Outer Banks Pro at Jeanette Spears taking place. It's going on through this Sunday, September 3rd.
Yeah, boy.
They're starting their heats every morning at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm. They have a perfect wave sets right now.
Perfect.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's why.
I can't sit
at the recording
really
of this podcast,
this.
It is still on. I don't know what is taking place
yeah.
at this very moment right now.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I also want to shout out, you know, Manio First Friday is taking place tomorrow, September 1st, 6 to 8.
All right.
You still have all of it. You know, speaking of Manio, I think about the Manio Athletics. I actually volunteered in the concession stand at Manio High School's football game last Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for, I mean, they got, God bless them. They got beat by Norfolk Christian Academy?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they got beat. But, again, I had a good time volunteering over there. So if you get an opportunity to go to any sort of high school athletics, whether it be volleyball, soccer, football, cross country, I don't, you know, all the other ones that
golf.
Are going on. Yeah, things that are going on.
Wrestling.
Please, it's not in right yet.
Oh.
Wrestling's not yet.
You said any of them, though.
Well, you're right. That's true. I say it. I said any
and
of them.
And trust me, if Justin's there, you'll hear him. You'll hear him. If at any of these events, you'll know. You'll know he's working the concession stand.
Oh, man, we had a good time. Me and Mr. Lee Hook.
I'm sure.
We
y'all
had a
did.
Good time.
You'll hear
we had,
him,
we
though.
We had a blast.
You'll know he's there.
Irregardless, attend high school athletics, please. You have a good time, guaranteed. Mm-hmm. So as far as I know, Michael Bassnight is still having this big party for the East Carolina University Michigan football game.
Absolutely.
Remember the Pioneer?
Yeah.
The kickoff for that game is at noon.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming he's probably going to have like a little mini tailgate party outside prior to. Do you know anything more about that?
Yeah, I think he's having a food truck out there, a couple other things going on. I know that, you know, I don't know exactly all full details, but what he's got going on over there is just going to be a party.
Big party for the game.
It's going to be fun. Cool. Yeah, he's going to put the game up on the screen, stuff like that. So, and I want to thank him for having Dirty Dancing.
Oh, yeah?
I went on Friday with Vicky for her birthday. It was so fun. And there was they have popcorn and Prosecco on Tuesdays, too. I just love everything that they got going on at Pioneer Theater. It's such a cool place. You guys
need
to check it out.
An experience you need to
go
do.
Yeah, everyone clapped when Patrick Swayze came up and was like, nobody puts baby in the corner. Everyone in the theater clapped. Everyone.
Oh, my gosh. It's my favorite part of the movie, Autumn.
I geeked out. No, it's actually not my favorite part.
No, that's my favorite part.
You've never seen the movie.
Still my favorite part.
It's okay. Michael has it. If you ever want to just like take Carrie there for a romantic night and be like, I got a date night idea for you. He'll put it on for you. She would love that.
Now, if I put on the Santa Claus, she would love it.
Don't worry, Carrie. I'll take you.
No, see, again, suggestion box, Autumn. We'll make a box for you to put these notes in to give to my wife, and then I'll let you know if she gets them. Anyway, we must press forward.
How you think you run things.
I do.
In your dreams.
Ocracoke Seafood Festival is going to be happening at the Berkeley Barn this coming Saturday from 4 until 6.
Nice.
Looking down the road a little bit, the Outer Banks Triathlon weekend's coming up Friday and Saturday, September 8th and the 9th.
That's a cool thing, too.
And then down the road, we've got the Duck Jazz Festival happening October 7th and the
8th. Such a great time.
Outer Banks Seafood Festival at the Soundside Event Site in Nags Head, October 21st from 10 until 6. There's also the Outer Banks Association of Realtors Surf Fishing Tournament. I believe that's happening the 12th. 11th and 12th.
Yeah, and then all those surf fishing tournaments down south are like, that's like the biggest thing down in the fall time.
And we'll get our opportunity to go spend time with Gary Oliver down at Fish Heads. We did get that one set back up on the books. We were supposed to do that here back in August. Mm-hmm. But that's coming up on the 17th. We'll be there.
Yeah.
We got Labor Day on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got Gino from Lost Colony Tavern coming in to talk to us again this month.
Nice.
Looking forward to Mr. Scott Dawson coming in from Buxton Archaeology.
That'd be cool.
He's going to be coming in. And then we're going to start getting into this ghost. That's why I wanted Scott to come in, because his knowledge on the Lost Colony and all the different things and some of the stuff that people don't know about is just crazy. And all the books that he's written and all the artifacts that he has at his little shop there. I think it's the Dillon Corner? No. It's right there when you first come into Buxton.
Dillon Corner.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I can't think of the name. I couldn't think of the name of it. It's got Fatty's Eatery.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there. His store is right there. And,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it where in the same little shopping area as Fatty's?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not, because Dillon's Corner is Dillon's Corner. Is that white where the gas station is?
Yeah, that's
is.
Further down. Yeah.
Your first gas station on your right.
Right. Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's before that.
Yeah, it's right before that.
So again, he's going to be coming in, and I felt like that could kick off some things we could talk about, because we're going to have the guys from Wicked Woods coming in October.
Right.
We're going to end up going down south, down to Inn on the Pamlico, and partying with them in October little bit. There's lots of fun things on the horizon for us that I just kind of wanted to throw a little bit of information out there about. But all the events and everything that we've talked about, along with all of your other activities like your karaoke nights, your trivia nights, and things of that nature, can be found online at outerbanksthisweek.com. Just click on the events tab and bam, it's right there. Going to wrap things up, Autumn. I do want to shout out to Kitty Hawk Kites. They got locations all over the beach. They're your spot for Life is Good gifts, wind art, apparel, toys, and of course, they got the kites. They offer parasailing, hang gliding lessons, and rentals for things like boogie boards and cornhole boards. That's just to name a few things. You can go online to kittyhawk.com to check out all the things that they have and do some shopping if you want to.
I just saw, sorry, my microphone's all moving around. They have, I just saw it. Oh, hold on. So Kitty Hawk Kites has their Kites with Lights. That goes on Saturday, November 25th.
I did see something
about that. Yeah, I saw it floating around the other day. So I was like, that's what I keep on wanting to mention, too, because it's such a cool thing to see. So
yeah.
Make sure you guys mark that down. I know it's super far, like Thanksgiving, no, but Yeah, but something cool to know.
Yeah, it's already circulating. So the fact that it is being circulated is, I mean, yeah, it seems like it's that far out. But in reality, it's going to be here before we know it.
I know it, because October beer is already here.
October what?
Beer.
Oh, yes. Your pumpkin spice everything.
Everything. I mean, I went to Starbucks the other day when Nolan and I went to Target, and that's what they had. I was like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's here. It's here.
You're not a pumpkin spice.
No.
I didn't think so. I feel like we've had this conversation related, a couple of times, and I always ask you the same question every year.
Yeah, and the only thing pumpkin related I like is Little Debbie makes those little pumpkin cookies. They look like pumpkins, and they have like the gooey orange stuff in them. I don't even know what it is. It's like a gingerbread cookie, basically, but it's soft.
I was in Food Lion in Nag's Head, the one right there close to the sports club in that shopping center.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I had Austin and Murray with me, and we were checking out, and this lady that worked there walked up with some pumpkin spice Oreos and asked if we wanted one. Mm-hmm. And Austin was like, yeah, I'll try one. He tried it. He liked it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was kind of surprised by that, to be honest.
Because he doesn't like stuff like that.
No, that's what I mean. But he did. He's like, no, I liked it. And like, there was three of them. He ate all three of them.
Yeah, it's all here, man. It's that time. Summer's almost over.
College football season, NFL. Well, all those fun things that are taking place this fall.
Oh, so, gotcha.
Things we get to look forward to. That's about it for all we got going on today, Autumn.
Sorry, we're boring people. Just be prepared with hurricanes.
Amen. And expect the unexpected.
Yeah, dude. Because it's crazy because it's like a tornado. Because I don't know if anyone's ever experienced tornado. First off, they're loud. They're so loud. It literally sounds like a train. They're so loud. But you don't know when they're going to happen. You get a warning, you get a watch, it's like, bam, they're there.
Right, yeah.
Hurricanes, we have days to prepare. We kind of, great app, and I've said this.
The Windy app.
No, I download Wind Finder. But yes, if you pay attention to any wind-related app more than a hurricane tracking app, you can kind of see, because you know by living here, how it's going to affect, like where you think it's going to kind of go, sort of like we all know, talk to the old timers, man, talk to them.
Yeah, of course.
Like there's nothing like, I was down south, of course, talking to all my bait and tackle stores that I stop into and just talking to them, you know, hey, I might not be able to come down Thursday. And they're like, girl, we ain't too good here to talking about the storms, but they know.
Right.
I love listening to them, and they could tell you stuff too, but it's about being prepared in general. But that's the crazy thing about a hurricane is we have time to prepare for them, but they're so unpredictable of what they're going to do when they actually come through.
That's true. And there's also a couple different social media sites. I think about Mike's Weather's Pit.
Yeah,
Mike's
he's always been that dope. SpaghettiModels.com or whatever models, it is. Yeah. Like, that website's always been number one. But don't, like, if it's your first time living here, and this is like your first hurricane, don't let like the Weather Channel or other big media outlets like that like hype you up about a storm. Like, find a local friend, talk to them,
right,
you know, ride it out with them.
Very true.
Buddies,
very true.
Stick together.
Good point.
Get the walkie-talkie app, you know? That's
totally
it.
Well, that's it, Autumn, as far as I'm concerned. We got Labor Day weekend next week, or this coming weekend, rather. Uh-huh. I guess we'll figure out some special Labor Day episode of the podcast we can do. Something that's not too labor intensive, I hope. But
I guess we can talk about like our favorite jobs.
Ooh, favorite. Oh, that would be fun.
Like favorite jobs. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't had too many to talk about. So, I mean, like, we talk about like favorite jobs or like worst jobs or like.
I've changed jobs a couple of times, once or twice.
So, yeah, we can talk about jobs. And I know this is kind of early in advance, but anyone that has ghost stories related to our area, us up with them now.
Good one.
I'm not saying you guys have to come in. I mean, we can call you. If you don't want to be on the podcast, just tell us the story, you know, and we'll get it on there. But if you have any story, like, I want to know more information about the Cora tree down south.
Okay.
I often hear about that. I've heard it in a couple podcasts and stuff like that. And I know that there's some other things, like Nag's Head Woods has its own stories, stuff like that. Yeah, so if you guys know these stories, I want them. Even if it's 15 people telling me stories about Goatman, they all are going to be different. And
of course,
just want to know them. And anything in Eastern North Carolina in general, because I know there's some crazy things that happen everywhere. So hit us up with them now, though. We're on social media. You guys know how to find us.
You don't know the story about the golden leg, do you?
I don't know. No story
the
about the golden
leg.
Oh, my gosh.
And Johnny Nepkins. Hot diggity dog.
No, I think you may have told me, but I don't know.
Mm.
And I do
I'm
have...
saving it for October.
There is a local dude that has wrote, because I have... When I talked about Miss Nancy, about Wayne's books, and I thought that he wrote me... there was a ghost story novel in there somewhere. Uh-huh. I do have some ghost books, but it's not from Wayne. But it is a local author as well that you can find a local store, so maybe we should try and contact them too.
Maybe so.
I'll take
a
picture.
I got a couple of ideas.
I'll take a picture of it and send it to you later on, just letting you know.
Well, that's something
but
to think about.
Let us know now, y'all.
Yes,
it's coming faster than we know it.
It's true.
Pumpkin spice everything.
Episode 27 of the podcast Outer Banks this week with Autumn and Justin, all brought to you by Real Water Sports in the Village of Waves. I bet Trip has some super like
the
ghost
waves
of
were
the
gnarly
Silver
this
Surfer
week.
Do you think he could make up a good, you know?
I'm sure.
You think Tripp would come back as a ghost if something happened to him?
Yeah, for sure.
And like, you'd be like, I was paddling out and I felt like this dude like whispering.
You
in my
would
ear,
hear his laugh. Like,
wave.
That's like, that's how, no.
I saw this calf muscle just appear in front of my face.
Wow.
Yeah, like all of a sudden my face just goes flying like I got kicked.
You would hear his laugh. That's how he would haunt people, I think.
Think so?
Yeah.
Tripp.
Yeah.
He needs to come in soon.
Yeah, for sure. Or absolutely. We can just get out and stay in the penthouse.
No, that's...
I'm not
that's,
staying with you in the penthouse, though. But your wife, okay.
No. Again, suggestion box stuff.
It's already suggested and duly noted and already booked.
Duly noted?
Without your permission.
Hold on a second.
Because we don't
wait,
need permission because she's a grown damn woman.
Wait, hold on a second. I didn't say anything about permission. There's a thing called common courtesy and letting someone know, especially
yeah,
someone that you
your
are
wife.
Binding with in holy matrimony.
Your wife already let her know.
No, I'm not talking about you letting her. I'm talking about her letting me know what's going on.
That sounds like your problem, not mine.
Yeah, well, you know what? The thing
so
is
I'm not
my
putting
problem
anything
can
in your
become
suggestion
her problem,
box.
And then it becomes your problem, and it's not my suggestion, hers. Anyway, no. Irregardless, we digress. I'm out
we'll
the door.
We'll be at the penthouse soon, Trip. Trip, we'll be there, bud.
Yeah, all right. I'm out of here. Y'all go have fun.
All right, we will.
All right.
I'll put that in the suggestion
box.
Yeah,
I got your box. Yeah, I got a box in it.
I got a box for you. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Later, Autumn. Bye. This is me leaving.
Later,
bye,
loser.
Felicia.
Another epic episode of The Outer Banks this week with Autumn and Justin. Whoop, whoop. Follow them on social media and listen every Thursday for a new episode. Whoop, whoop.